This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A former event space in Old Kensington is now a Prohibition-era style cocktail bar, and their happy hours feature some drinks you won't want to miss.
We have one that is a really wild version of an old-fashioned, which seems like such a base starting spot. But this particular old-fashioned we call the Royal Old-Fashioned. It uses a 136-proof whiskey that's 50 years old.
Knock me on my feet, will you? Saying it. What's 136-proof?
That's our Kinsey American whiskey. Right out of the barrel. It is not to be messed with.
They're also starting up Friday cocktail classes at the bar.
The theme for February is nightcaps and aphrodisiacs. So falling right in line with Valentine's Day.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets in Old Kensington at 1431 North Cadwallader Street with Jacob Looney. He's the manager of New Liberty Distillery, which it's a little bit of a hideaway, isn't it?
That's true. I like to say it's the best kept secret of the neighborhood.
And you're now opening up your, I guess, your top floor as a bar?
Top floor tasting room for bar, cocktails, light bites and snacks. First time opening up, yeah.
So people can come like as a happy hour, stuff like that?
Exactly. Right now we're starting with Fridays and Saturdays. Happy hour on Fridays that you can't miss. We got some really great, you know, fun little cocktails on there. And then a full menu that opens up and we're open until 10 o'clock.
All right. So how do you find this place? It's like on the other side of the bottle shop or I came in the wrong way and it's a little confusing, which I guess adds to the allure.
Exactly. That's part of the character. It gives that speakeasy feel that you've uncovered this beautiful bar space that used to be an old stable house. So that second floor you came in, they actually used to keep horses down there back in the early 1900s. And our tasting room floor is where they kept all the hay and the feed.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, instead of smelling horses, you definitely get the smell of alcohol, a distillery up here.
Yeah, my preferred aroma. Yeah. The more whiskey, the better.
So where are people like finding you?
So find us on Cadwallader Street. If you're headed over by Girard, you're going to go up to North American, make a left on Jefferson. You're going to find a nice little hidden door on Cadwallader. Head up the steps. You're going to head through our bottle shop and then up through our center stairwell to get to the main bar.
So you still have to go through the bottle shop.
That's right, yeah. Exit through the gift shop scenario, if you will.
So you find the bottle shop, you're good. You just go through like the front or the back. I don't know which way I went.
Yeah, right. You're going to loop yourself basically in a circle. We got people there, so thankfully they're going to be like guiding you along the way, hand holding you up to the bar. But it's around the corner and through the central staircase. You'll find the tasting room.
All right, so aside from the speakeasy feel of it being hidden, what makes the tasting room special?
What's really special about it is that you have a extremely wonderful craft selection of whiskeys and other spirits. We primarily make whiskey in-house, but we do clear spirits, rum, tequila, the works. But our whiskey selection, you will not find elsewhere. We put out so many whiskeys that often our single barrel selects. So I myself have been hiding away cases of these to make sure they don't sell out and holding them for this bar space. So we have whiskeys up there that date back to 2014 that we made just as a small batch run, and others that you'll be able to kind of customize your own cocktail experience with.
What are some cocktails that you prefer here at the tasting room?
We have one that is a really wild version of an old-fashioned, which seems like such a base starting spot. But this particular old-fashioned we call the Royal Old-Fashioned. It uses a 136-proof whiskey that's 50 years old.
Knock me on my feet, will you? Yeah. Saying it. What's 136-proof?
That's our Kinsey American whiskey. right out of the barrel. It is not to be messed with. In addition to that, to double down on that experience, we use a Golden Monkey syrup that we make in-house. So that also has alcohol added into your cocktail. A little dash of absinthe, little dash of bitters in there, a beautiful orange and lemon garnish on there, and it is an absolute treat. You think 136 proof is going to like knock you off the stool.
Yes, I do think that.
Surprisingly, these can be knocked back with ease, I'd like to think.
Yeah,
I think they're absolutely delicious. It took some working to figure out how to work with that high strength whiskey, but I think we got it.
Okay, wait. I thought 100 proof was the highest you could get.
Whiskey.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Yeah, whiskey, your starting spot is minimum is 80. And then this is honestly the highest proof whiskey that I've ever seen. So 136. Rum usually takes the cake at like 151. You find that quite a bit. But 136 is beyond rare in the whiskey world.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you can only have like one of those. And that's your night.
Recommend. Yeah, I think that's a good night. You know, you can end it there. Maybe a little tasting afterwards, but I think you'll be well set with that one.
Wow. Now, you have to have some food by law?
We do, yeah. So we got little small snacks. I was trying to figure out what kind of food I wanted to serve in here, what goes really well with whiskey. I originally grew up in Texas. I grew up eating chili every day, so I thought, you know what? That feels like it works well with a flight of whiskey. I'm going to eat it every day that we're open. So it seemed like a natural pairing. So we're doing a poor man's chili that has a little bit of a whiskey topping to it.
Wow. I thought you were going to say the chili to, like, soak up the alcohol, but you're adding alcohol to the chili.
We double down as much as we can.
Yes, I can see that. This is very wet. Definitely not a dry store.
Yeah, people often say, you know, you guys don't hold back on these. Like, these are our full strength cocktails, and they love it. You know, that's how I would like to drink it. So,
yeah. So we've got chili. What else do you have on the menu?
We work with some local vendors as well as PA makers. So, small little bites like pretzels, chips. We stock Shane's chocolate bars as well. So, if people want little noshes, they can have that. Works really well with a flight because you get all those pairing notes that just like go perfectly with whiskey. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some other highlights of the bar here?
Oh man, another highlight that is one of our most unique drinks is a milk punch, which is a up and coming style of cocktail in which you're clarifying a cocktail that usually has some type of acid in it by using milk to clarify it. So we make this from Kinsey rye, our American Pecan bitters, which is a type of bitters made from oversmoked Cabernet red wine. Pair that with a little bit of orange juice, lemon juice, and grenadine to essentially make a Prohibition-era cocktail called a Ward 8. Put that through the milk punch process. It really softens and gives it a really beautiful silky texture, clarifies it too, so it's completely clear. And then we float a little bit of red wine on top of it.
Wow.
It's divine.
So what does it mean? You're clarifying.
It's a wild process. You're basically pushing an acid into, you know, we're using milk as a way to separate the solids from that cocktail.
So like with heat? Like with what?
A little bit of heat. But it's through the chemical process of putting that acid into a base mixture that it separates and coagulates. And you slowly filter out all those solids. So you end up with something that's clear as water. Yeah. It's beautiful.
So are you... You're not taking out the alcohol if you add...
No, not here. Definitely not here. That would go way against what we do in
there. Against your philosophy of life, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. The only heated element that is in there is the milk. You slightly bring that up to a heat, but you don't want it to get to that bubbling, boiling point. You just want to have enough heat in there so that when you pour your cocktail over it, it's going to coagulate and separate all those solids.
So what does that look like?
It's wild. It's so weird. When you first do it, you almost have... That curdled look to it. Over time, if you let it sit for a full 24 hours, you get this full layer of all your solids. So any solid that was either in the spirit itself, which is rare to find, but sometimes you might find some solids in there, or within specifically the citrus. So all those little pulpy bits from your lemon juice or your orange juice completely separate out, and it develops this beautiful transparent color to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this kind of like the theme, the Prohibitionary era cocktail?
That's what I love. You know, my bread and butter is classic cocktails, and it's really cool to have really wonderful whiskey to pair with that. I love digging through old history books of cocktails dating back to the 1860s and trying to find ways that we can utilize our spirits today to make a modern version of that.
So what have you found? You do a lot of research, and it seems like, I'm sure Philadelphia has a very rich history of cocktails.
Oh, absolutely. Within our own brand, so the Kinsey line is a brand that dates back to 1892, and you can find lots of publications throughout the years of them sending cocktail recipes to folks. Some of them are better than others. You know, I've seen some really wild things in this one particular cocktail book that was published in the 1940s. That one involved, you know, a little bit of powdered sugar, a little bit of milk in the cocktail itself. It was a 1940s version of a milk punch. I've seen others, but they're doing some maybe not so popular versions of like cocktails today. You know, a lot of mashed cherries, a lot of mashed orange, which we tend to stick away from, but unique in its own right to see this little glimpse of history of how Kinsey was impacting the market back in the 40s.
Did people really like the sweetness of that?
I think so. I think you come out of Prohibition and out of the First World War, out of the Second World War, and people's palates were a little tempered down, so they wanted something a little lighter, a little something that was more sippable or crushable. And so you found cocktails were much sweeter in that era than they were jumping 50 years back from that.
Were they also more potent?
More potent? I wouldn't necessarily say so. I think it can...
Not compared to you.
Yeah, not with ours. You know, that royal fashion. You're not going to find that anywhere. But, you know, you look at it, and like, if you're making cocktails like that, you are... Same amount of alcohol, you're just doubling in on the amount of sugar and juice that you're putting in it. So it might not taste as potent as your other cocktails.
They had a lot of sugar in their cocktails back then.
A lot of sugar, a lot of juice, a lot of mashed up fruit. Yeah.
That was common.
Mm-hmm. That was all over the place.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what is like the signature of the cocktails of today, especially here?
Cocktails today, it's hyper, hyper local, which you find in all your favorite restaurants. Everybody's as local as they can possibly be, working with fresh ingredients. So even like down to our, you know, our juices, everything is hand pressed the day of. Every garnish that you get is made to order. Everything is right in front of you. Our bar is really small too. So you're literally, as a bartender, you're on a stage in front of everybody, and everything is revealed there. There's no hidden secrets along the way.
Got it. All right. So for February, doing anything special?
Oh, yeah. So we're doing cocktail classes every Friday night. The theme for February, we're going to do this every month, but February, the theme is nightcaps and aphrodisiacs. So falling right in line with Valentine's Day. Some really fun cocktails are going to be put in with that. We have a cacao whiskey that we're coming out with soon. So we're going to be doing a Manhattan with that cacao whiskey. Also going to teach everybody how to make an espresso martini, simple and easy at home, because everybody loves that right now.
That's coming back, right? It's making a comeback.
It's super hot right now. And I admit, I love it. You know, it tastes delicious. As long as you're making it correctly, you're going to get a beautiful foamy top to your cocktail, and it's incredibly sippable.
Right, so it's the espresso martini. Also, chocolate martinis are coming out. Like the early 2000s are making a round again.
Yeah, I'm waiting for all those blue and green drinks to start making their waves back in.
Yes, the blue Curacao.
Yeah, the bluer and the greener, the better. I'm waiting for the Incredible Hulk shot to come back. You know, that was a favorite of mine in college, so we'll see.
Okay, so nightcaps and aphrodisiacs. Mm-hmm. So the highlight is the...
The highlight of that one is the cacao Manhattan that we'll be doing. So a cacao-infused whiskey with our house sweet vermouth, our Amari that we make in-house, and then that whiskey is really the star of the show. So that's going to be the end of the nightcap, if you will.
Nice. Yeah. With a friend for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
What are your hopes for now opening this into a bar?
The big hopes is that we're able to find our local base around the area. You know, you have a lot of breweries and cideries within this neck of the woods, but not a ton of kind of hidden away cocktail bars like we are. So I'm hoping to kind of find that group that is as excited about spirits and cocktails as I am and bring them on up here.
So like, it makes me think about like where we are in this day and age, because like before COVID, people would go out for drinks after work, but a lot of people aren't like going to work. So is that going to impact your business?
I think so. Maybe we'll have to open earlier, you know, to meet that demand of people that are hanging out at home. We do also have an online ordering system. So if you're at home and you want to try some spirits, we can get them to you same day if you're in our neck of the woods. So I encourage that, but I also encourage you, you know, step outside of the house. Let's show you how to do something that you can't quite do at the home bar.
All right. Get out, go out.
Yeah. Come.
What's that?
We're going to show
you. It's been
you.
A while. It's been a couple of years since we went out.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of cool things that are coming up, too. So we're going to be bringing in some live jazz elements up here, some other live music, a lot of programs. If you're curious about how the whole distillation process works, we do an awesome private tour experience. So there's so many things that you can do here. Even if you're not looking to be, you know, kind of a bar fly on the wall, you can come here. We got activities and programs that are super cool and exciting.
All right. What's your website? Where can we get more information?
Yeah. Best Spot. newlibertydistillery.com. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
So this place used to be like an event space.
That's right. Yeah, we used to run private events here. We used to do a few kind of like tasting events for other caterers and local restaurants. Now fully formed out as your local cocktail bar.
What made you want to make that switch?
You know, it's a little self-indulgent. Like I mentioned, even with the chili, I wanted someplace that I would go myself. I do this at home quite a bit with our spirits. Being lucky enough to work here, I have quite a collection of our own stuff at my own home bar. Now being able to do it here and kind of use the tools of the trade of what we have in-house, it's exciting to be able to share that with folks.
All right. Jacob Looney is the manager of the newly opened New Liberty Distillery here at 1431 North Cadwallader Street in Old Kensington. Congratulations on the new space. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. Helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.